Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And Jason Garrett joins us now on the BuyerSafety.com hotline for the first time this football season. Good morning, Coach. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing okay. How are you doing? Have you got a chance to review? And what's your overall assessment of what took place yesterday?
Well, in the process of reviewing right now, and a little bit what we talked about afterwards, I really thought we competed well. We fought hard. We didn't do enough offensively to score enough points, obviously. I thought after the early part of the game, I thought we really settled in on defense, did a good job making some stops and getting off the field. I thought our offense did a good job in the second half, coming back out and being able to move the football and giving ourselves a chance towards the end of the ball game. So certainly was not good enough. We recognize that, but I think there were some bright spots and things we can build on, but we have to get better.
What were some of the issues that you saw in the passing game, particularly in the first half?
Oh, I think the offensive struggles in the first half were really a result of getting behind the chains in each of the drives. The second play of the game, we completed a screen pass that, I think we made 10 or 11 yards on, but we had a penalty, put us into a longer down and distance situation. We had a holding penalty. We had a sack on a missed assignment on subsequent drives. And, you say, okay, those are just three plays, but, if you have five possessions in the first half, 10 for the game, and on each of those drives, you have one of those negative plays where you're digging out to first and 20, second and 20, second and 17. Those are hard plays to overcome, particularly against a good defense like that. So we weren't able to maintain the rhythm that we needed to. I thought it was better in the second half. We were able to make a couple plays in the passing game. Dak did a good job moving around and making some plays in space. We got the running game going a little bit more, and we felt like we had a little bit of better rhythm going. But I think the biggest issue were the minus plays early, and they were hard to overcome.
Coach, are part of those minus plays and then Dak struggles in the first half, is part of that due to rust from not playing in the preseason?
Oh, I think in general, most teams are in a real similar situation. We had an interesting injury situation with our team in that third preseason game. But like we talked about at the time, they got a lot of snaps the week before. So it's never ideal. You're always a work in progress in all parts of your team as you start the season. So hopefully we'll all get better as we get going. We start playing a little bit more.
There were some O-line issues. Dak with six sacks. He's throwing a new wide receivers. He said after the game he was off. What do you attribute the accuracy issues to, Coach? What did you see?
Well, I think you touched on each of the things. I think at different times we didn't protect as well as we needed to. It's a really good front. We recognize that going in, and they've been a stout defense, stout against the run, and they've done a good job preventing big plays. And the biggest thing we needed to do was execute ball plays over and over and over again. And when I say that, it's just the simple execution part. And, getting the ball out of your hands, throwing and catching, doing a good job in our protection game. It's not so much the big plays, it's a lot of the little plays that get you going in a game like that, and it took us a little while to do that. Again, I thought it was better in the second half, but we still have to improve in a lot of different areas on our offense.
We asked Dan Marino last week whether your accuracy can get better as a thrower, or it just kind of is what it is and what you were born with. You played the position as well, Coach. How do you answer that question?
Well, I don't think there's any question it can get better. I think there are certain guys that have an aptitude to throw the football, when they're born. They have a clean stroke, and they have a feel for it, and maybe they have a strong arm, all of those things. But just like anything in life, you have to continue to refine it. And oftentimes it comes from improving your footwork. Oftentimes it comes from your understanding of what you're doing offensively and what the defenses are trying to do, where you can anticipate things. I think all those things things factor into it, and so much of that comes from experience. So I'd be curious to hear what his answer was, but I don't think there's any question you can continue to grow in your accuracy. And if you look at some of the best players playing the position in the league, look at all of them. Drew Brees is 39 years old. You know, Brady's into his 40s. All those guys in the early part of their career, they're different players now than they were then. So I think in every aspect of the game, he can improve. And we're fortunate to have a guy who's had a lot of success early, and we believe he's going to continue to get better and better.
Jason Garrett joining us here at 105.3 The Fan. Take us through the decision of going for it on 4th and 10, 2:18 left, 3 timeouts, 2-minute warning, going for it there instead of trying to pin him down.
Yeah, again, the biggest thing we're trying to do is control our destiny there, and we had an opportunity to do that. You know, what worked out well for us is we were able to get the ball right back. You know, we had the timeouts. We banged them right away. We got it right back. I think we got it back with 1:51 to go and a timeout. So just felt like that was the right thing to do there, and gave us plenty of time. We had a timeout, and we just wanted to control our destiny as much as we could instead of putting it back in their hands. And again, we gave ourselves an opportunity. Unfortunately, it didn't work out.
Coach, what do you say to a Brett Maher who, of course, took the job from Dan Bailey, missed his only attempt yesterday from 47? How do you deal with that with just a limited attempt, but you need him moving forward?
Yeah, I mean, it looked like he really hit it well. You know, Chris Jones is always a really good barometer of how the kicker's hitting the ball, and he really felt like he hit it well, and I guess it went right. It nicked the flag as it was going over, so it was a little bit windy. He played it at the right post, and it stayed there, but he hit it well, and, you know, we feel good about him going forward.
Coach, a major storyline this offseason is, Dak-friendly offense. How different is it going to be? How creative is it going to be? And RJ and I aren't qualified to sit here and act like we know what you're doing X's and O's-wise, but that was a huge story from fans yesterday, has been. What do you say to the fan who says, oh, we're not running a modern offense, we haven't changed anything, I'm not seeing any creativity, it's way too predictable? We've asked you about this before, but for those frustrated with it, how do you react to that?
Well, I think if you watch the game closely, there were some things that we did in the game that certainly were things we haven't done in the past. And we believe in basic fundamental football and doing the basic things well in all phases of our football team. That's critical. When we didn't execute well, it really was a result of that. But I do think we'll continue to evolve. And I think if you watch the game closely, there were a lot of things that we did in yesterday's game that we haven't done in the past. New wrinkles that we think can help us going forward. And so you continue to try to attack a lot of different ways. It starts with run and pass, and I think an evolution in your offense is important. And we'll continue to try to do that as a coaching staff and give our players the best chance to have success. And again, it wasn't good enough yesterday, but, you know, we'll look at the tape, we'll try to clean it up and keep moving forward.
Jason Garrett joining us for the first time this 2018 season with Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan. Adam Schefter reported yesterday that Randy Gregory suffered a relapse in August, may face discipline from the NFL. What do you know, Coach, or what can you tell us about Randy's situation?
Again, we really don't know anything about that. Those I don't know where those reports come from, and I think the way the league has set these things up is we get little or no information on any of this stuff. Mm-hmm. So Randy's done a really good job for us. You know, he spent a lot of time, you know, trying to get these personal issues under control over the last 3 years, and he's done everything he can with getting support from professional people, and you know, we'll continue to support him in that regard and encourage him to keep coming to work and doing all the right things, and hopefully he can have a positive impact on our team.
Coach, 6 sacks given up yesterday. Dak was under pressure quite a bit. Joe Looney in for Travis Frederick. Is there any concern with the offensive line and how they played, and how do you think Joe Looney did?
Well, obviously we have to get better. You know, we have to run the ball better. We have to protect You know, typically that's more than just the offensive line. That's everybody. Everybody's got a piece in every part of our offensive execution. But I thought, you know, for the most part, I thought those guys hung in there pretty well against a stout front. You know, Connor Williams getting his first start against some really good, you know, defensive linemen inside. And, you know, that's really the strength of their team, their front four and their front seven. And, you know, so I thought at different times we did some good things. You know, obviously we have to get better in all aspects. We've got to be able to control the line of scrimmage better in the running game and protect better. But again, everybody's got a piece of that.
Coach, it didn't seem like Sean Lee was as automatic in terms of tackling yesterday. He was flying around, but he didn't look like his usual self. Did you see the same thing? And if so, what do you attribute that to? As usually Sean is just bringing everyone down with that first attempt.
Yeah, again, they're good players. You have to give them credit. The quarterback is a big-time player, you know, when he has the ball in his hands, and obviously the running back is a good player. And, you know, I thought for the most part we tackled well, particularly as the game went on. There were some missed tackles in space, and, you know, you give them credit, and then, you know, you go back and you look at it and say, what could we have done differently? You know, breaking down, making sure that we have the right, you know, we call it a cup, you know, maintain the outside, you know, contain the pursuit coming from inside, and then the tackler's coming from top down. So, you know, I think those are all things that we'll look at to get better. There were some missed opportunities to tackle them in space at a couple different times throughout our defense. But again, you just go back to work and you try to refine it as you go. It certainly got better as the game wore on.
Coach, thank you for the time. Good to have you back for another season, and we'll talk to you next week after the Giants.
Hey, always great talking to you guys. Have a great week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.